Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Excuse me, Flo.
Flo like the TV show.
What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. He's part of our movie bracket on Sports Radio 610's Twitter account. Also some action over on Facebook. Plenty of you to go vote. Christmas matches up with this fine man.
Oh, funny boy.
Smile. Say flesh.
Names I enjoy.
Elmer Gantry. Elmer Fudd Gantry.
Billie Jean King. Bug Buzzers.
Name's Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Peter Lemongiello.
I'm Don Corleone.
Fred the Dorf Dorfman.
Henry Himmler.
Victor Hugo.
Marvin. Thelma M. Provo.
Mr. Barber?
No, that's Babar.
Fletch. F. Fletch.
Fletch. Fletch versus Lloyd Christmas in our movie bracket. You can vote on that on Sports Radio 610's Twitter account.
Closer than you think.
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
Never seen Fletch.
Oh, so good. The characters he does. Jonesy?
Of a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich.
Yep, never seen Fletch.
But still, Lloyd Christmas, he gives that bird to the kid. Pretty bird, pretty bird.
Where'd you get all that extra money, Lloyd?
That's right.
Oh, I, you know, sold a couple things, you know. Furniture, Petey. You sold our dead bird?
Well, blind kid.
Pretty bird.
There's so much. Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Fletch, though.
I could spend the next 10 minutes telling you Dumb and Dumber quotes. You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No, not right now. Not on the radio.
You played right into my trap, John. Also, you can vote on Michael Corleone versus Captain Jack Sparrow on Sports Radio 610's Facebook page. That's where you can vote on those. I would assume Lloyd Christmas takes care of Fletch. I would also assume,
again, closer than you probably think.
I would assume that the Godfather takes care of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Now that
as well.
I will agree
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
because Sparrow is a comedy character. He's a comedic character,
right.
not a dramatic.
Right. He just so happened to
get He's miscast.
Show. Right, yeah. Well, against Corleone, he certainly is. You can go vote on that. Hey, you want to win $1,000?
Yes.
It's the March $2,000 cash contest, and all you have to do is text the word WAVE to 72881 for your chance to win. That's WAVE, W-A-V-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Anything pops up on social media about the NFL free agency, we will have it here for you. We'll get back into free agency here in just a moment. John, a bloodletting of the San Antonio Spurs last night by the Houston Rockets. At one point, it was very ugly. It didn't exactly finish up great either for the Spurs. They desperately need Kawhi Leonard to get back. And once he gets back, they're going to have to play a lot better than they're playing right now. You're talking about a team that's in danger of falling out of the playoff hunt.
Well, they're out of it right now, right?
Right. Not only are they, you know, the 10th seed right now in the Western Conference, they could fall out of the playoff hunt. When I'm saying, like, not even like close to getting into the playoffs if things don't start shaking out for them. They need some help. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a lot of help, but they need some help from some other teams losing in front of them too.
Have you seen the box score? Have you eyeballed the box score?
Yes.
So you know the Spurs' two leading scorers names.
Yes.
Bryn Forbes and Derek White.
Yeah, they didn't quite. I mean, they certainly didn't put their best foot forward last night. Yeah, I mean, once it was apparent they didn't have much of a shot, it was let's get these old guys out of here.
No Aldridge, no Ginobili, no Kawhi, but. I mean, this is no surprise. I mean, the Rockets are the best team in the NBA. And now, oh, by the way, as of this morning, have the best odds to win the NBA championship.
Interesting.
They have passed the Golden State Warriors, at least according to one book. Isn't that something?
That is something that's very impressive. I will say this. You beat the Spurs over the head yesterday. That's great. I have no desire to see Houston-San Antonio in that 1-8 matchup.
I don't mind it anymore. I think the Spurs are pretty much... I mean, well, you never know with Kawhi. I guess Ginobili and Aldridge could get back or will get back. But, you know, I'll tell you what. Portland, how many in a row they've won now? 7? 8? Portland?
10.
10? And New Orleans? The whole thing about, we had this discussion about 3 weeks ago. You know, I still wouldn't want to face the Spurs even without Kawhi Leonard. I don't think that's an issue anymore.
Portland's doing a good job of pulling themselves away from the pack. They've got opened up a 2-game lead over the 4-10 spot, but the 4-10 spot separated by just 2 games.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City sitting there at 4 with a 40-29 record, and San Antonio sitting there 37-30. You know, just 2 games back from them. So 4-10, very undecided. 3's kind of getting decided as Portland is playing that well.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I love the fact that you could see the Trailblazers and the Warriors in the second round, because that's a team that not necessarily could beat the Warriors, but could annoy them to high heaven for a couple of games.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to see that matchup. These next couple of weeks, I'll be very in tune with not only what the Rockets are getting ready to do, but what 4-10 is doing, because that's going to determine what kind of matchup you're going to see in the second round.
Yeah, it is. And I think that second round matchup would be really, really interesting, Rockets and Pelicans. The Rockets are going to be the favorites against anybody, but you want the easiest path you can get. And I think that wouldn't be a sweep, put it that way.
All right, a couple of news and notes from around the NFL as free agency gets going. Former Eagles tight end Trey Burton Jonesy, he's on the move. I know you mentioned him as a potential Texan. He will not be a potential Texan. He's expected to sign with the Bears, according to NFL Network's Mike Garofolo. We also have, let's see here, this report from Diana Russini that if the Jets don't get Kirk Cousins, they will turn their attention to Theodore Bridgewater.
Wow.
Boy.
That's a good signing for them.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make Jets fans happy, though.
Really?
Jets fans wanted the big splash. Jets fans wanted to be the big players. They got a bunch of money. And then they got, Teddy Bridgewater, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if somebody else who misses out on Cousins doesn't jump into Teddy Bridgewater territory.
See, I think Bridgewater, look, clearly the Vikings knew something that he wasn't, that they, or what they were going to go after, and it wasn't him. But I don't think that necessarily says that Bridgewater is done. I think Bridgewater would be a good pick for the Jets, especially because you would have time to grow.
Well, and you're not expected to win right away. So you can grow into being a starting quarterback once again if you're Teddy Bridgewater. Of course, the only quarterback domino to fall at this point, obviously Drew Brees back to New Orleans, but that was the most expected. But the, Cousins courting Minnesota, Minnesota courting Cousins, Minnesota's former QB in the books, Case Keenum's headed to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Case Keenum's
$18 million.
That's what you saw? Interesting.
$18 million.
Boy, that's a product of the market being what it is.
Good for him, man. By the way, nailed that free throw last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because they did the charity free throw at the Rockets game.
The interesting part that seems to be coming out about this Case Keenum situation is who had a heavy push to get Case Keenum to the Broncos. Of course, Gary Kubiak is a part of that organization, and
this is Kubiak written all over it.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is, and that's the report, is that Gary Kubiak pushed hard to get Case Keenum into the Broncos organization, which is fascinating because Gary Kubiak was standing in Case Keenum's way when he was the head coach of this team.
But no, well, that's
was dying to put Shaw back on the field, and it got him fired.
Yes, but Case Keenum would maybe not even be in the NFL if it wasn't for Gary Kubiak. I mean, he had like a casual meeting with him, brought him to the NRG, sat down with him, signed him. That wasn't Rick Smith. That was Gary Kubiak.
Sure, I understand that. But, you know, it just, my how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
To go from, well, you're clearly playing better than Matt Schaub, but I'm trying to get Matt Schaub back on the field instead of you, to, hey, John Elway, sign this guy because mm-hmm. you've been bad at drafting.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I just found what I talked about earlier with the Rockets, in case others, because Sean Pendergast texted me, and in case others were wondering, I said Vegas, one Vegas book has the Rockets as the first time, the favorites to win the NBA championship. It is actually ESPN's Basketball Power Index. The Rockets now have a better chance to win the title than the Warriors.
Gotcha. You mentioned Case Keenum's money. At least $36 million over 2 years for the former Vikings quarterback, which is a pretty hefty raise from what he was making in Minnesota, which was pennies.
Yeah.
Compared to what he's going to get in Denver. Now, that's coming out of 24/7 Sports' Denver Broncos site, so that money might get adjusted. I like that for Case. He's going to walk onto a team that's maybe the most talented wide receiver group he's ever played with. When mm-hmm. you look around, you got Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. I get that Diggs and Thielen are nice, but when Thomas and Sanders are healthy and on, they're better than Diggs and Thielen. And when he was here in Houston, all he had was Andre.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all he had was Andre. And so it's not out of the question to say, not only did Case Keenum just put together his best season as an NFL player, he may go on and replicate and beat that season mm-hmm. with the Denver Broncos, and the AFC West is set on the quarterbacks.
You got
Derek Carr in Oakland. Now Case Keenum is the Broncos QB. Patrick Mahomes is the Chiefs QB, and Phillip Rivers is still there with the Chargers. Who's the best quarterback in that group?
Case Keenum.
Phillip Rivers is better than Case Keenum.
I thought you meant on the Broncos. I'm sorry.
No.
Because I was thinking about, they drafted a first rounder.
Paxton Lynch is apparently terrible.
They drafted a first round quarterback.
Yeah, Paxton
and
Lynch
brought in Case Keenum.
Not good.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian's still there. Also not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with it just being a 2 year commitment to Case Keenum.
Oh, you still draft a quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Case.
But I mean, I don't think he's crying in his beer too much.
Well, yeah, you pay me $36 million, let me know I'm getting replaced in 2 years, I'll be just fine.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be just fine.
Plus, he's a competitor. You might just think, you know, fine, you draft whoever you want. That happens every day in the NFL.
And it's not like Elway's some mastermind at drafting him.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
he
true
botches
too.
It. Maybe he screws it up.
Mm-hmm.
God, wouldn't it be great to see? And I don't root against John Elway. All right, I'm lying. I root against John Elway. Wouldn't it be great to see him botch drafting Brock Osweiler instead of drafting a player to help Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
Drafting Paxton Lynch. And then let's say he drafted Josh Allen. Like, he drafted Josh Allen at 5 overall. And
right.
Allen wasn't any good. He blows 3 QB picks.
Boy, that would be an Elway pick. Josh Allen would absolutely be an Elway pick.
Blows 3 QB picks in
Meanwhile, Case
5
Keenum's
years.
Just wheeling and dealing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It shouldn't be lost on anyone in the NFL that John Elway, after having multiple draft picks invested in QBs, he had to go sign one in free agency
mm-hmm.
to fix his quarterback spot.
Yeah.
Should not be lost.
That's what I'm saying. You draft a first-round quarterback. Can you imagine what our guy would have done, Rick Smith?
Oh, they would have been...
He would have been roasted.
They would have... There would have been a mob.
I mean, he was roasted anyway.
Well, yeah. There would have been a mob outside of NRG Stadium mm-hmm. waiting for him.
Yep.
Like, every day.
But he's John Elway. That's not going to last forever, though. There are a lot of people already starting to say,
it may not mm-hmm. last. They're not good this year.
Mm-hmm.
It may not last past this year.
It might not. Yeah.
John Lopez, Cody Stoops in the Loop with you, Sports Radio 610. Plenty of moves all around the NFL to get to. The Jaguars lost one key piece to their potential success and then gained another huge key piece. We'll talk about that. But the latest on what the Texans have going on when the General John McClain sits down with us, as he does each and every week, we'll do that next with him. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You want to win $1,000? You got your chance at $1,000. All you have to do is text WAVE to 72881. That's WAVE, WAVE, to 72881.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.